This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Stones, bracelets, everything, 60% off. It is a six-hour, 60% off sale, and it's the last one. At Robert Irwin Jewelers on Perkins Extended, it is this Saturday. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. When we come back, Chris Harrington talked to Marc Gasol. We'll see what he learned. Some interesting stuff from that conversation. Then Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is your home for tournament updates presented by BetMGM, with all the latest hoops news and Memphis Tigers updates on their offseason. Last night in college basketball, Iowa, led by Caitlin Clark, beat LSU in a rematch of last year's women's national title game. Into the Final Four, UConn, South Carolina, NC State, and of course the Iowa Hawkeyes. What's next? Undefeated South Carolina faces NC State on Friday in Cleveland. Iowa taking on UConn. The men's Final Four games are set for Saturday in Arizona. First game Saturday, 5:09 on TBS, as Purdue takes on number 11 and sort of Cinderella NC State. Purdue a 9.5-point favorite. UConn takes on Alabama. UConn an 11.5-point favorite. That game Saturday night on TBS at 7:50. And it's 92.9 FM ESPN, your home for tournament updates presented by BetMGM. Please gamble responsibly.
The Laundry Room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door! You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract, and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Converse Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
Dingers, blasts, moonshots. Hey, whatever you call them, everybody loves home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. Because on Dinger Tuesdays, they're back. Another season on America's number one sportsbook. And all you have to do is bet on a player to hit a home run, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. That's right. Bet on a player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. As if you needed another reason to love the long ball. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get in and all the Dinger Tuesday action. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Genesis Diamonds came to Memphis to change the way people here buy diamonds. Response has been incredible, as our radical approach and no middleman markups have shown how other jewelers mark up their natural diamonds. And now we're showing you behind the curtain on lab-grown diamonds as well. For example, one major retailer is selling a pair of 5-carat round lab-grown diamond stud earrings for $18,000. Our price is just $8,900. That's less than half their price. Or their 3-carat lab-grown diamond earrings priced at $8,000. Genesis price, $4,900. A savings of more than $3,000 with better quality diamonds. If they're charging this much on lab-grown diamonds, kind of makes you wonder what else they're selling at the same outrageous markup. But now you have a choice. At Genesis Diamonds, we guarantee to beat anyone else's price. And our other non-commissioned trusted advisors are here to give you all the information with details you can trust and the strongest warranties in America. Genesis Diamonds at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I set out to build our firm, it was built for greatness. It was built for you. For over 35 years, my mission has been to deliver more for our clients, to deliver more for you. Today, Morgan & Morgan has more offices, more staff, and more lawyers than any other injury firm in the world. If you or anyone in your family has been injured, call America's largest injury law firm. Call Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-temperature performance. Castrol Edge. Better oil for maximum performance. Now through April 23rd, get a $15 gift card when you buy 5 or more quarts of Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Claim based on Sequence 3H test versus API SP chest limits.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
Mealtime will be a breeze this spring when you shop at Family Dollar. Whether you're shopping for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll be sure to find great deals on every meal for the whole family. Only at Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Robert Irwin Jewelers 6-hour 60% off sale is this Saturday from 10 to 4, only at the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended. Everything in the showcase is 60% off this Saturday, 10 to 4.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Hard work and dreams lead to success, but easily filing your taxes with TurboTax and Credit Karma doesn't hurt either. Make filing taxes a walk in the park, because we'll pre-fill your info for you so you can file quickly and confidently. Winner! Get the peace of mind that comes with expert help. Let's go! Being powered by TurboTax means you're backed by the leading tax preparer, and we'll show you all your filing options up front so there are no surprises. File your taxes on Intuit Credit Karma today. Expert help not available with all products. Guarantee details available at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. We discover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Ain't That Peculiar by Marvin Gaye. The late, great Marvin Gaye, born on this day in 1939.
I learned on Twitter that you once saw Paige Beckers at the airport. That's exciting.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. As exciting as seeing John Goodman at the Krispy Kreme outside Graceland. That's pretty good.
at the John Goodman at the Krispy Kreme outside. Were people paying attention to Paige Beckers at the airport?
Well, I noticed her because we're walking, and then I see this little girl is asking for an autograph from this, you know, tall, probably 19-year-old or whatever right. at the time. And I was like, who is that? And it took me a second, and then I figured that's probably who it was. And I Googled the picture, and I was like, yeah, that's who it is. I was familiar with her because she was blowing up. Like, she was like the number one high school player, and there was like
YouTube
packages yeah. and all of that.
You know? Ended up going to UConn. I want to talk to you about your piece on Mark here in just a second, but last night, Grizzlies get the win, and obviously the headliner is Jaren with 40 points, 21 in the third, the last six buckets, although he missed an easy one there at the end that could have put it away.
It was only the easy one because he created the easy one, though.
That's true.
It was like the best move he made all night, and the shot just went a little long.
Yeah. What do you think the odds are that he will be the starting center at game one next season?
I think you sort of, depends on what your definition of center is. And I don't know. If he plays with Brandon Clark, who's the center? You know,
right.
if he plays with whoever, who's the center? So it depends on, I don't know what that means.
Right.
Potentially. The odds that he is not playing with a 7-foot, 260-pound person.
Right, yeah.
Decent, I would say, because they don't currently have that person. But decent. Certainly, I think that option is very much open.
But really, in some ways, although Jaren's, you know, continuing offensive performances is impressive, maybe the most heartening thing last night was seeing Brandon Clark looking like Brandon Clark.
Yeah, that was actually, you never know what you're going to get. That was actually a really good game. If you set aside the fact that it didn't mean anything in the standings, like
right.
you just had guys like playing good basketball and going at each other and like caring about the game. And it was kind of fun if you find yourself watching it, as I did, because I don't have ESPN, so I couldn't watch the other games people were watching. Brandon Clark has looked really good, and he had a stretch. All three games he's looked good. And he had a stretch in that game where he kind of took over for like three or four possessions in a row, stringing it together in the end. And so I think it's very encouraging the way Brandon Clark looks. And then you get a summer to do more rehab and do whatever. And I think, you know, barring something unexpected, you pencil him in, I think, you know, to be pretty much back to where he was, I'm guessing, going into next season.
Yeah, among the good things that have happened this year, Vince Williams is certainly up there. Gigi Jackson is certainly up there. I think you've now got to add the way that Dez and Jaren both expanded their games is up there. And then the healthy return of Brandon Clark is up there. Plus, you're going to have a lottery pick. That's all some out of a lost season, that's some pretty good stuff.
No, they're set up to be really good next season. Of course, the West is set up to be pretty loaded because you got all these teams that are better than them this year. That does include Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. But they should be right back in the fray at a minimum next season.
What is the deal with Vince Williams?
I think they're listing it as like a tendonitis thing. Is that what they're
right.
listing it as? He's got some kind of injury thing, and we're at the part of the season where it's just really hard to know. And there's no like great incentive to play guys when they're banged up.
Right.
And sometimes you guys play when they're banged up, but like there's no incentive for that right now. And so it's really hard to know how much to make of that. I don't have any particular reason to be concerned about it. Like
right.
there's six games left in April, and like they're not going to play again until October. And so, you know, whatever.
Right.
I mean, half the roster's got something.
Right, right. All right, onward to the piece that that you wrote about Marc Gasol. I've tweeted it out. People can read it over at the Daily Memphian. You talked to him Friday, I believe. And maybe the most interesting thing was that it was actually discussed whether he might return to the Grizzlies. He was traded back to the Grizzlies, it turns out, at the end of his career, and there was some discussion about whether. So what were the circumstances? Take us through that.
Well, it's not 100% clear, you know, in terms of the specific details. He didn't get into great detail about it. And I did independently confirm this, but not, again, not in great detail. What I gather is that there were two separate times where this came up. And one of them was when they traded for him and waived him, and there was a you know, I think my guess is that one was extremely cursory. I think the more interesting one happened later on, and my guess is that happened after Steven Adams got hurt. And
last year.
Yes.
A year ago, basically. Yes.
Yeah. Again, that's not 100% certain, but that context clues tell me that that's what we're talking about here. Because Mark says before and after, and that is accurate, that it was two separate things. And I gather the second one was more real. But I don't know how real, you know. In both cases, it was a simple, would you have any interest in trying to do this? And Mark thinks about it and says no. And so if Mark says yes, does that mean it happens? I don't know that. I don't know how much, from the Grizzly standpoint, it was a serious question and how much it was sort of more of a, you know, showing respect to the guy kind of question. That I don't really know. But it doesn't matter because Mark Gasol just decided that he didn't have it in him to do it.
And what was which year was it when they acquired him and waived him?
It was the year before, the year the Grizzlies won 56 games or whatever.
I see.
And that was just an accounting maneuver thing at the end of the season. Like they got, the Lakers paid the money to cover the salary that was left, and the Grizzlies got a second round pick, and then they waived Mark, and the Lakers saved salary cap money. So I don't think at that point I don't think there was much to it, but they came back after that and they did talk about it.
So last year when this discussion happened, Mark was still playing?
Yeah, he was in Spain.
And he was playing for
his team. It's a team he founded. He had played for a team in that city, that community, Girona. That was where he won the MVP of the Spanish League. Which people forget. People think, oh, Mark, but that guy from Lausanne. Mark Gasol was the MVP of the second best league in the world the year before he came to the Grizzlies. He won an MVP with Girona, and at some point after that, whatever that team was, folded, and he reconstituted a basketball club, I should say. It's a whole different system in Europe.
Right.
Because it's not just one team and one league. It's a whole apparatus, including youth basketball and all this, right? So he reconstituted a basketball club in Girona, which is in the Catalonian province or whatever of Spain where he's from. He reconstituted that team and he founded it while he was still playing. And so I don't know what the percentage of ownership or whatever that is, but like he founded it. I think he's classified as team president. And that team at the time he finished in the NBA was playing in second division. And they have promotion relegation stuff there.
Right, right.
And so he wanted to help get them up to the top division. So he went back and suited up to finish his basketball career playing for, like, Christian Laettner with the Grizzlies once upon a time.
It's like Christian Laettner,
right.
Wanted to do. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah. And so he went back and he did it and he suited up and he led that team to a good enough season to move them up into the top level there in the Spanish League. And that's what he told me was like, you know, before my body completely broke down, that is something I wanted to accomplish. And then secondarily, he said he just didn't think he had it in him at the NBA level to really help.
Right. He didn't believe that at that point he had it in him to help. Someone asked me yesterday, they read your piece and they were remarking just about how incredibly thoughtful and smart Mark is about basketball. And they asked me, do you think he'd like to coach? And I find that hard to believe that he'd want to coach in the NBA. I just doesn't seem like Mark to me. Do you have any sense what he's going
to do in Spain? He's doing it.
Right. He's
what
doing
he would
it.
Like to do is what he has no basketball team.
Continue to run the team in Spain. Right.
Yeah, I think that's it. I asked him jokingly. I included a little bit of it in the story, but there was more he said. I asked him jokingly, so do you ever, like, you know, if you're watching Grizz games, do you ever pick up the phone on, like, how to guard this pick and roll? And I meant, like, calling Jaron or whatever. But
right.
He took it as, like, a coaching thing. He goes, oh, no, I would never, like, you know, interfere with the coaches, and that's not really what I'm interested in anyway, and all this kind of stuff, right? So I think sitting in the owner's box with his jaw ones watching his team play is what he's doing.
I like that. He wears the jaw ones, and from this story, again, people can read it at the Daily Memphian, it does appear that he keeps tips on the Grizzlies.
Yeah. And his dad apparently, I don't know whether this was like cutting room floor stuff from the interview or just conversation after the camera stopped rolling, but as I understand it, his dad, you know, told to the people filming it, like, yeah, Mark gets Grizzlies alerts on his phone. And when I asked him about it, it was just like a fan talking. He was like, oh, you know, you got to get these guys healthy and hopefully Marcus Smart works out. And, you know, it was all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. You also had a little more insight on the inside of the championship ring that he won with the Raptors, which says grit and grind.
It says grit and grind. Everyone got to inscribe what they wanted inside their championship ring. He inscribed grit and grind. And apparently, at the time, whenever that happened, I was the one who broke the news to Marc Gasol that that was no. Because what happened was there was some making of documentary, like making of the Raptors championship rings.
Right.
And some crazy fan, freeze framed and zoomed in and did all this stuff. And they saw it, and it was on a Reddit thread or something that popped up on the internet. And at the time, I wanted to confirm that before I just reported the Reddit thing.
Right.
So I DM'd Mark, and he's like, "How do you know this?" So I didn't talk to him much about it then. I talked to him more about it now. And he basically said, he didn't even tell Mike Conley or whoever. It wasn't like it was a secret, but it wasn't a public thing either. It's just that's what he put in the ring, and that was in his ring, and it didn't occur to him that anyone would possibly know what was inside the ring on his finger, and then it came out. But he's fine with it coming out, and he talked about, that meant a lot to me. I had another quote from him I didn't use because I thought it would be taken the wrong way in print relative to how he said it. But I asked him, did anyone in Toronto, take offense to that or question that? Do you win a title with the Raptors, you put a Grizzlies phrase in your ring? And his first response was, and also to get the full flavor of the quote, I would have had to include my own name, which would have looked weird. Right. But he said, "Chris, you've known me long enough to know I don't care what people think about me that I don't care about."
Right.
But then he said, "But no, I don't think anyone, no one.
It's not that he doesn't care about them. He does his own thing." Right, exactly.
Right.
He does what matters to him. It really has been. That was what I mean. It was because the doc was both, it was a story of the Grizzlies. But you really did see the guy grow up. I mean, it is it's really astonishing. Really well done. People can see that and read the piece over at the Daily Memphian. Chris talked to Mark and wrote about it yesterday. I never did get to talk to you yesterday about, I forgot what the song was, but you went to an African, is it a West African barbecue place?
Yeah, West African.
Okay.
A barbecue place.
I wasn't even from, there's a place in Whitehaven first, right? What's the place in Whitehaven?
So the chef restaurateur's name is Bala Tunkara, and he has a restaurant in Whitehaven. He's had for, 5 or 6 years now called Bala's Bistro.
Okay.
And that's a mix of general West African food and American soul food together. And what was amusing to me, and it's in the story, but I don't know if anyone else was amused by it. I was very amused. When I asked him about it, about how'd you decide to do this barbecue place, and he said, he was actually looking for just to do open a second location of his Bala's Bistro restaurant. And then he said, the way he phrased it was, that Memphis and May stuff? So he saw all the controversy about the Memphis and May stuff and the rival barbecue contest. And literally 2-3 months ago, he was reading all that, and he's like, a light bulb went off. He said, "Hey, we could do that. We could do barbecue." And that's how he got the idea, was the Memphis May stuff. And so it is it's a blend of West African grilled meat, traditions and styles of cooking with some more Memphis style barbecue elements. You can get sandwiches there. If you go to Mali and go to the street vendors who are grilling meat, they're not going to put it between a bun for you and give you a sandwich.
Right.
But there's a brisket sandwich, there's a jerk chicken sandwich. You also do lamb and beef DB, which is a very specifically more Senegalese kind of or Malian kind of grilled meat prep. It's all really, really good. I highly recommend it.
Where is it located?
It's on Winchester near Riverdale. And
okay.
So it's on Winchester, I think just a block or so west of Riverdale. So it's in Hickory Hill.
And you recommend all of it, or what you had. Do you recognize it as barbecue? I guess you recognize it as grilled meat. Is it?
Yeah. I mean, the briskets are smoked. The chickens are rotisserie, grilled, or a whole rotisserie. And the other stuff is grilled sort of, on a charcoal grill. So, but there are multiple sauces going on. Like he does his own Memphis barbecue sauce, but there's also his own house-made mustard sauce. And there's another sauce that's more of a cilantro creamy kind of sauce. It is a cousin too. I am in favor of, much like Bain Barbecue and Cooper Young sort of brought Texas barbecue to Memphis, but then took on some Memphis elements to their Texas barbecue, started doing nachos and stuff. I'm in favor of diversifying the sort of Memphis barbecue scene. And as long as it's done with quality, and this is very much done with quality.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You read that piece, too, at the Daily Memphian. If you're selling your house, this is a good time to sell your house. Maybe not today. It's raining like this. You may not get that many showings, but it's spring. And it's spring. People are moving. They're moving in town. They're moving out of town. They're changing school districts. Spring and summer is when things get really busy. And so if you are thinking of selling your house, call Josh Heisa, 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, or joshsellsthemidsouth.com. I've said this before. Josh has more than 300 five-star Google reviews. So it's not just me who's telling you, but I'll be honest, when I met with him, I was struck immediately by how aggressive, but not in an off-putting way. He's just totally matter of fact. He can sell your house. And a lot of it is just the confidence of him saying, hey, I'll let you out of my contract anytime. And he lets you out of the contract anytime. If you want to text me, that's fine. He knows the market. He knows how to sell houses. No upfront costs, flexible fees. It is Josh Heisa, 901-461-8147. Josh sells themidsouth.com. When we come back, Fish on Friday. On Tuesday, we'll do that next. Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's home for all the latest tournament updates and reactions. Presented by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Tournament time with 92.9.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you. But you must call 800-257-0663 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-257-0663. That's 800-257-0663. Again, 800-257-0663.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal. Or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
For
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over two decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive two-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house as a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit MoreTech.edu. That's MoreTech.edu.
Hi, this is Kathy Thurman Edwards, the State Farm agent on Brookhaven Circle. My team and I know how best to bundle your home and auto, your renters and auto. Call your 901 insurance agent, 767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop the question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Hard work and dreams lead to success, but easily filing your taxes with TurboTax and Credit Karma doesn't hurt either. Make filing taxes a walk in the park, because we'll pre-fill your info for you so you can file quickly and confidently. Winner! Get the peace of mind that comes with expert help. Let's go! Being powered by TurboTax means you're backed by the leading tax preparer, and we'll show you all your filing options up front so there are no surprises. File your taxes on Intuit Credit Karma today. Expert help not available with all products. Guarantee details available at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Let me tell you about my friends, Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
That's or at the sportsbook.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWynn.com.
The sports calendar is loaded, and FanDuel's making it even more exciting to get in on the action, because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 you can use to bet the tourney, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And make your first bet a big win. FanDuel is America's number one sports book. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure that you reach out to the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Mealtime will be a breeze this spring when you shop at Family Dollar. Whether you're shopping for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll be sure to find great deals on every meal for the whole family. Only at Family Dollar. Helping you do more.
The new $1.99 crispy tender wraps at Sonic come with a whole lot of tender love and chicken in bold flavors like Hickory Barbecue and Cheesy Baja. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a kite by then.
I'm back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C. Charles is the author of three New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also a three-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing, and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand who happened to be at opening day for the Washington Nats yesterday, courtesy of Andy Fletcher, Major League umpire, who is from Memphis and evidently listens to Fish on Friday on Tuesday. That was very gracious of him, was it not?
It was just so wonderful. You texted me 2 hours before the game. Excuse me for coughing here. One second.
We should install a cough button in the Fishman household.
I did my own cough button. And Andy Fletcher is a MLB official based in Memphis. I think he actually lives in Mississippi, Olive Branch. And they're like airline pilots. Apparently they can live anywhere. And he was here for the home opener of the Nats against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And texted you. You texted me. 50 minutes later, I had walked the dogs, changed my clothes, gotten a friend who loves the Nats, and we were both headed by Metro to the game. We were there for the opening pitch. It was just thrilling. And also, Andy Fletcher's an MLB official.
Umpire.
These were seats. Whether I could have afforded them or not, never even would have occurred to me to pay for seats this good.
So
it was a whole just entrance into a whole world at Nats Park that I never would have gotten to. Great fun. Not a beautiful sunny day for opening day. Kind of sad, but there you go. I have a sports question for you. I did watch the LSU Iowa game, which you brutally instructed me this morning that we would not be talking about my
we don't need you. About sports.
But here's my question.
Yeah.
Here's my question. The one thing I noticed is that the women's game seems to have many fewer fouls and foul shots. Is that true, or just this game, or just
Jeffrey,
my imagination?
Jeffrey, do women's? I don't think it's true. Are there fewer foul shots?
The game is a lot less. It's more perimeter based. So yeah, I mean, I bet there probably are fewer. I can look it up.
I don't know. Charles, the answer is that I don't know. Can we get back to our regularly scheduled programming?
Yeah. One more thing. I just want to let everybody know I've made an important adult discovery. Raisins. I've rediscovered raisins. I'm having raisins right here. You didn't introduce the segment today with any...
I don't think raisins are so great, I'll be honest. I don't think raisins are great.
I would have thought that.
Raisins are okay. I'd rather have a dried apricot. I'd rather have a dried apricot than a dried raisin. You know, if you're going...
Never in a million years.
If we're talking about dried fruit, but I didn't realize people come to you for your sports and dried fruit references. I'm going to start with this,
Charlie. Talk about whatever you want, man.
All right. Well, you want to tell me about the end of General Electric?
This is kind of an extraordinary day today. General Electric was at one point the most extraordinary company. It really was our whole lives. You wake up under your GE light bulbs, go to your kitchen, take your food out of your GE refrigerator, put it in your GE toaster, wash your clothes in your GE washer and dryer while watching the Today Show on NBC Today TV, which was owned by GE. If you were taking a trip, your plane had GE jet engines. You bought the plane ticket with your GE credit card, drove to the airport in your GE financed car, x-ray, go to the hospital, GE x-ray machines. It was, for a while, the largest company in the world by value, by market cap. That was back in the early 2000s. And it was just considered this engine of innovation. They did TV, they did The Tonight Show, they did jet engines, they did advanced MRI. And it was run by this guy named Jack Welch.
Who's like a legend. He's a legend. He's the, you know, he's...
Well, what do you remember about him being a legend?
I just remember that he was a legend, and there'd be books by Jack, the Jack Welch Way, or whatever else. Right. Like, he
manager,
was...
Manager, Fortune. Fortune called him the manager of the century. And one of his most important techniques was he culled two things he did. He culled the bottom 10% of GE managers every year, and you were just fired. He looked at everybody. There was a scientific assessment, and if you were in the bottom 10%, you were fired. Go try and get a job. I was just fired by GE for being one of the worst people at GE. And he rotated. So you would run GE jet engines for 3 years, and then you would go run GE refrigerators for 3 years. It's just crazy. Well, it turned out that in financial terms, the company was a little bit overextended. And in the brutal financial downturn of 2008-2009 in the country, the Great Recession, GE completely unraveled. Today is the day when the core company is going to be just jet engines. The word GE...
Really?
The logo GE will only apply to aviation. Today is the day that Power Systems, quote-unquote, spins off into its own company. Let's take a step back. GE appliances is the thing most people are familiar with. The light bulbs are gone, and no one buys light bulbs like that anymore.
But they don't even do light bulbs.
They don't do light bulbs anymore. And those kind of light bulbs that they invented and ended up being able to sell for 88 cents aren't even sold anymore incandescent. I don't know if you remember, but I went and spent 4 days at GE Appliances in Louisville, Kentucky, the place that helped create middle class America. 30,000 people worked there in the 50s making washers, dryers, refrigerators, disposals. Those things hadn't existed before World War II. They changed our lives. 30,000 people. When I was there, the parking lot was a mile long.
So what's happened?
You can still buy them. Just bought my mom a GE dryer. Hire, H-A-I-E-R, which is the huge Chinese appliance conglomerate.
Wait, are they still labeled GE? You said I can still buy a GE.
They bought Louisville. They bought what's called GE Appliances. They bought the employees. They bought the union contract.
So there is such a thing as GE Appliances. They're just not owned by GE.
It's not a GE company anymore. It's owned by a Chinese conglomerate. Right. And it's still made in the same place. They, by the way, invented the microwave oven, which was originally called the radar range, because the guts of a microwave is the same as the guts of a radar, a military radar. Anyway, there's three divisions left. Healthcare, making the x-ray and MRI machines. Power, making windmills and turbines for commercial-sized power plants. And aviation. GE Healthcare, separate. GE Power becomes separate today. And GE Aviation stays as the GE name. And GE Power and GE Healthcare, like the appliance divisions, get to continue to use the beautiful classic GE logo. But it's kind of an amazing, it's an amazing unraveling, but the business still exists.
Right. It's just not owned by GE. Okay. We're going to shift to show people.
It didn't crash and burn completely. And by the way, GE jet engines, the best jet engines in the world by far. I spent a week at a jet engine factory watching them make jet engines. Just an extraordinary experience. So, but that conglomerate and the age of the era of an industrial conglomerate with a financing division and a TV division and a jet engine division and an MRI division, that era appears to be mostly over. Companies specialize in what they specialize in now.
All right. To show the versatility of the Fish on Friday segment and the Jeff Calkins show, we're going to switch to Village Life in the UK. This is a story that you have wanted.
That is a radio transition.
This is a story that you have wanted to talk about and been telling me about for 2 weeks. They discovered some ancient village in.
I gotta say, it's the most interesting sort of discovery in the last 6 months.
Okay, what did we learn?
This is in a sort of swampy part of England, East England, near the North Sea, 75 miles north of London. Archaeologists from the University of Cambridge in the UK mm-hmm. have found and excavated a Bronze Age village. They call it Britain's Pompeii because this village was frozen in time, 850 BC. So 850 years before the era of Christ, 3,000 years ago. We really don't know that much about that era. And what they discovered was extraordinary. They used the phrase cozy domesticity. So this was a village of about 8 large roundhouses, literally round,
yeah.
built on stilts in a shallow river. So you literally walked on a walkway from the land up onto stilts into your round house. And the houses were big, 600 square feet. That's a lot. And apparently, a year after it was built, there was a fire. And the wooden and wicker and clay homes burned, and the stilts collapsed, and all the homes fell into this muddy bog, 6 feet of peat and mud, where between the burning and the bog, they were completely preserved.
Okay.
And eventually the river changed course, and so what they found, they literally found a half-eaten bowl of porridge with a spoon in it. They found the remnants of, get this, honey-glazed venison. And go ahead, ask a question, but it's just an extraordinary
moment. No, but I'm just wondering, when you told me about the story, you said it really described life in this
right.
period, and life was not so bad, complete, I think you said, with GE appliances.
Exactly. Well, in fact, one of the things they found, so we think of this as a primitive era, the quote-unquote Bronze Age.
Right.
There was nothing primitive about it at all. They had beads, decorative beads as jewelry, from as far away as Denmark and Iran. So they were trading. Those places were very far. They're very far away now, but they were very far away in 850 BC. The bowl of porridge was a wheat porridge that had animal fat mixed in it. And so one of the archaeologists said they clearly saved the drippings from their game meals and used them as condiments with breakfast. Honey-glazed venison.
That sounds delicious. Honey-glazed could be on a menu here in Memphis, and I'd order it. Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, wheat grain porridge with the essence of whatever, absolutely, duck. And they found the skulls of dogs, so there were domesticated dogs, and they analyzed the dog feces. These folks went a long way. The dogs ate the same food as the people, so they were
much like the Calkins scraps. Household. Too often, yeah, exactly.
The fisherman household. We never feed the dogs human food. They said it was a community of 60 people. There were communal areas, communal trash bins, for instance, and then each of the homes had separate areas where things were duplicated. So people had their own handheld razors. They had their own tools. One tool that they found quite commonly was like a modern socket wrench. It had a stout handle and an axe and a shovel and a knife that could be fitted onto the same handle. 850 BC. So it's just wonderful. Just a wonderful vision. And it was abandoned, you know, because it burned down. They found no human remains. So their theory is, the fire was either accidental or it was set by an enemy.
Yeah.
But no one was killed. Everybody escaped, but they couldn't, for whatever reason, come back to claim any of their glory. So that's kind of, it's just nice.
I want to talk next about moving, advancing to the modern generation a little bit. You've learned some things about Gen Z. Which is Gen Z, by the way? Like, is Gen Z?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Good.
Go ahead. Is Gen Z what?
When is Gen Z?
Gen Z is anybody born 1997 to the present. So
all our kids are Gen Z.
27 years old and under. All my kids are Gen Z. We're ready for a new gen. I think we're ready for the...
That's a big gen. That's a big, long gen. If it actually started in 97 and you're still born today,
We've run out of letters, but we're ready for a new gen.
What have we learned?
This is a classic Wall Street Journal story, and I often recommend the Wall Street Journal. I really think the Wall Street Journal just is sort of ahead of everybody else in noticing things. They call Gen Z the tool belt generation. I think that may be a little premature, but here's what they discovered. They discovered that in the last 4 or 5 years, there's a huge surge in young people bypassing college and going into the skilled trades. Plumbing, welding, construction, HVAC, car repair, those kinds of things. Enrollment in specifically vocationally focused community colleges up 16% last year, a year in which enrollment in regular community college and colleges overall flat to declining. 16% is a huge jump. Students studying construction up 23%. Students studying HVAC repair and car mechanics, which is a lot of digital stuff, up 7%. 5 years in, welders and plumbers can both make six figures. The median pay for construction workers, 4 years in a row, has exceeded the rise for service workers or information technology workers. And what the people that the Wall Street Journal interviewed said is, here comes AI. You know, these blue-collar skilled trades, maybe they're not going to be rendered pointless. You're going to need somebody. Right.
Someone's still going to have to come fix your HVAC. I think it's all part and parcel of everyone. It is interesting because at a time when unemployment is so low, everyone is focused on getting a job, and therefore majoring in English or history or whatever is like Christian Brothers, which is a local university here, just has been having to downsize. And they've been focused much more on practical, you know, what am I going to learn that is going to get me a job? And this seems like consistent with that, which is an interesting thing, given that we are at a historic numbers in terms of everybody has jobs.
Everybody has jobs. And in fact, the places, yes, restaurants have struggled to get staff members. Grocery stores have struggled. But in fact, the construction trade, desperate for skilled people. We're desperate for home building. What's limiting our ability to build homes besides interest rates is people to build them. And I'll tell you, I read about this. If you call the plumber, one reason it costs so much to just have something simple done to your sink is because they have to pay competitive wages and to woo people in. So I actually think it's great. And also those are skills
that makes all the sense
will stand you in good stead.
And
you know, if you don't want to go to English class and history class and even computer science class, don't do it. You know,
the idea that
college is for everybody is not a good way of positioning individual kids or our economy for the future.
Okay, and then finally,
the robots will ultimately need somebody to take care of them. So if you can learn how to repair the robots.
I want to wrap up here with the Ringling Brothers. Is it the Ringling Circus or the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey?
It's still called the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. As we all know, it shut down in 2017.
Right.
Because it just seemed irrelevant. The animals seemed so yesterday.
Gone. Right. It seemed so yesterday.
Oh, yes.
The
elephants were retired in 2016. The circus only lasted a year longer. But Ringling Brothers is operated by a company called Feld. They're the family that owns it, F-E-L-D. They do Disney on Ice. They do Monster Jam. They didn't disappear. And they were determined to bring the circus back. And so they have. The circus is on tour right now. The 50-city tour, we sort of missed the beginning of this. It started September 29th. The closest it comes to Memphis is Little Rock, Arkansas, this October, 19th to 20th. You buy tickets now. All it is now is people doing amazing things.
It's sort of Cirque du Soleil. It's become a show. It's become
ordinary people.
Or it's become whatever we have for NBA halftime shows. What are those? America's Got Talent. It's like America's Got Talent on the road, right? It's got no elephants, and they got no clowns. They got no freaking clowns.
They got clowns.
Okay, they have clowns, but they don't have scary paint on their faces. I read this.
They have less paint than before. They have a 34-foot-tall unicycle, and the guy who rides it. 34. I wouldn't even want to get on a 34-foot ladder with people at the bottom holding it, a 34-foot unicycle. They have the high wire act now has three high wires at once. They have people who juggle with their feet. They 75 acrobats from 50 countries. They searched the world and brought home the
best of what they could find. I'll be interested to see how it does.
They cut the circus from 3 hours to two. I have great memories of going to the circus.
We have a photo. We have a photo.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
One of the things we noticed yesterday, the 1 hour into the game, we were in the fifth inning.
Yeah, no, baseball has done a remarkable job.
Transformation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Transformation.
We have photo.
Guys, have a good week. Have a good week.
It's like he runs the show. It's like he runs his own site.
You heard the music.
I can say goodbye.
Get out of here. Get out of here. See ya.
Have a good week. Bye.
We have a picture of the Calkins family kids meeting the Ringling Brothers train and the elephants that would come in on the train way back when. Those were the days. Listen, most people who gamble have fun with it. 5% of the people who gamble struggle with it. For them, there's the Gambling Clinic. If that's you or someone you love, the Gambling Clinic over at the University of Memphis has been helping hundreds and hundreds of people since 1999. You set up 10 to 12 individual confidential appointments with folks who are experienced expert at gambling addiction. They're not anti-gambling, but they understand that it can be devastating for that 5% who do struggle. If you or someone you love struggles, get in touch with them at thegamblingclinic.com. Jeffrey, what's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson will join their program. Nick Friedell will join them as well. Tim Murray will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow for Now Works is Done.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Penny, the Tigers, the Grizzlies, Giannotto and Jeffrey cover it all on 92.9.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
My favorite thing on the show is when Mark impersonates Mad Dog.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Ad paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number, 800-858-0815. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-858-0815. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-858-0815. That's 800-858-0815. Again, 800-858-0815.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties or buy two, get three free with your card. Limit 10. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.